Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Friday morning, October 31st, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Quantumzyme announces publication of patents supporting sustainable pharmaceutical growth and innovation. Quantumzyme Corp. announces the publication of international patents supporting sustainable pharmaceutical growth and innovation. The World Intellectual Property Organization published Quantumzyme's patent application for modified polypeptides for enzymatic synthesis of ibuprofen, highlighting the company's commitment to sustainable pharmaceutical manufacturing. These patents cover Quantumzyme's biocatalytic method for producing ibuprofen through an enzyme-mediated process, reducing chemical waste and enhancing manufacturing efficiency. CEO Naveen Kulkarni stated that the patents mark an important milestone, validating the strength of their enzyme engineering technology. Quantumzyme's proprietary QZyme Workbench platform integrates quantum mechanics, molecular modeling, and AI-driven optimization to design biocatalysts for sustainable API production. The company plans to continue laboratory optimization, pursue discussions with pharmaceutical organizations for licensing, and file additional patent applications for enzymatic transformations and process improvements. Critical Infrastructure Technologies to commence trading on the OTCQB venture market and engages native ads to expand U.S. investor awareness. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Ltd., a leading developer of autonomous high-capacity mobile communications and security platforms, has announced that its ordinary shares are now trading on the OTCQB venture market under the symbol CITLF. This listing will provide enhanced visibility, liquidity, and access to U.S. investors. In addition, SciTech has engaged Native Ads, Inc. to expand brand awareness and market reach across North America. Native Ads will implement a comprehensive digital media and distribution campaign to enhance investor understanding of SciTech's technology and growth strategy. These initiatives align with SciTech's objective to broaden its U.S. investor base and strengthen engagement within defense, communications, and technology markets. The OTCQB venture market is recognized as a leading public market for growth-oriented companies, and SciTech's qualification to trade on OTCQB demonstrates its commitment to transparency, financial integrity, and strong corporate governance. Investor news breaks Favo Capital, OTC Favo, to rebrand as Stewards Inc. Ahead of November name and ticker change, Favo Capital, a diversified financial company, is rebranding as Stewards Inc. ahead of a name and ticker change in November. The transition, set for November 10, 2025, pending FINRA approval, reflects the company's expansion into private credit, real assets, and digital infrastructure. Stewards Inc. aims to provide scalable lending, income-producing real estate, and AI-driven operational efficiency. The rebrand underscores the company's commitment to stewardship, integrity, and disciplined growth for investors and clients. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor news breaks: Standard Lithium Ltd., NYS American SLI, an Equinor joint venture, receives Arkansas approval for Southwest Arkansas project integration. Standard Lithium Ltd., SLI, and Equinor's joint venture, Smackover Lithium, has received unanimous approval from the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission for its integration application, covering the Reynolds Brine Unit for the Southwest Arkansas project. This milestone ensures access to the 20,854-acre brine production area, de-risking the project's resource base. The SWA project plans to produce 22,500 tons of battery-quality lithium carbonate annually starting in 2028. Standard Lithium prioritizes sustainable lithium development in the U.S. through high-grade resources and streamlined permitting. The company, in partnership with Equinor, is advancing the S2A project in Arkansas and a lithium brine resource position in East Texas.
Rock Breaks, Max Power Mining, Skekth, OTC, Max 89N, appoints PTRC president as CEO, prepares to drill Canada's first deep natural hydrogen well. Max Power Mining, listed on the CSE, OTC, and Frankfurt Stock Exchange, has appointed Ranjith Narayanasamy, current president of PTRC, as its new CEO. The company is gearing up to drill Canada's first deep natural hydrogen well in Saskatchewan. Meanwhile, current CEO Mansoor Jan will lead the company's U.S. subsidiary. Max Power focuses on mineral exploration in North America, particularly in the natural hydrogen sector. They hold a significant land position and are set to begin drilling in Q4 2025. Additionally, the company has properties in the U.S. and Canada focused on critical minerals, including the Wilcox Playa lithium project in Arizona. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mining news breaks. Fairchild Gold Corp. acquires 100% interest in drill-ready Carlin Queen Gold Silver project in Nevada. Fairchild Gold Corp., listed on the TSXV under the symbol FAIR, has acquired a 100% interest in the Carlin Queen Gold and Silver project in Nevada. The project consists of 73 unpatented lode mining claims and is strategically located near major gold mines in the region. This acquisition further solidifies Fairchild Gold Corp.'s position in the mining industry. For more information about Fairchild Gold Corp. and its projects, visit their newsroom at the provided link. Investor news breaks. CG Media Corporation, NAC, SEARYW, launches Web3 and digital asset strategy to tokenize sports and entertainment ecosystem. SEG Media Corporation, listed on NASDAQ under the tickers and LTOAO, has unveiled its Web3 and digital asset strategy. This two-year roadmap aims to introduce on-chain yield, promote tokenization in sports and entertainment, and incorporate blockchain infrastructure into its global media ecosystem. Backed by a $300 million digital asset and tokenization program and a newly established crypto advisory board, SEG Media is among the first NASDAQ-listed companies to integrate digital asset management into regulated operations. The strategy includes a capital model balancing a multi-asset crypto treasury, initial focus on Bitcoin and validator income from Ethereum, Solana, and ZigChain, along with strategic acquisitions in sports, media, and gaming. Partnering with ZigChain, SEG plans to develop a fully tokenized sports and entertainment platform featuring sports.com and concerts.com, providing recurring on-chain yield and new investor participation opportunities through a proposed stock exchange for sports and music lovers.
ABVC Biopharma receives additional $100,000 licensing payment from OncoX Biopharma, bringing total payments to $695,950. ABVC Biopharma Inc. announced receiving an additional $100,000 licensing payment from OncoX Biopharma, totaling $695,950. OncoX's focus on plant-based cancer therapies has led to collaborations with Japanese biomedical companies for gene-oriented and antifibrosis technologies. ABVC's value amplification model includes short-term licensing payments and long-term royalty profits. With a potential revenue pool of $14.25 million, ABVC has received $2.43 million so far. Dr. Udham Patil, CEO of ABVC, highlighted the partnership's progress and the company's licensing-driven business model. OncoX Biopharma, known for cancer immunotherapies, is expanding into supportive care and preventative health using natural ingredients. The company is preparing for clinical milestones and international partnerships to bring innovative therapies worldwide.
Future-proof your business with VoIP technology. Investing in VoIP technology is crucial for businesses looking to future-proof their operations. VoIP systems offer cost efficiency, scalability, advanced features, and enhanced security, making them a wise investment for companies in Cincinnati and Indianapolis. By leveraging VoIP technology, organizations can improve internal communication, enhance collaboration, boost productivity, and provide superior customer service. As the fiscal year comes to a close, businesses with remaining IT budgets should consider upgrading to VoIP business phone systems to stay competitive in the evolving market landscape.
Dr. Easton L. Manderson, appointed regional medical director at Ameriwell Clinics. Dr. Easton L. Manderson, a board-certified orthopedic surgeon with over 40 years of experience, has been appointed as regional medical director at Ameriwell Clinics. Dr. Manderson, known for his clinical excellence and leadership, earned his medical degree from Howard University College of Medicine and completed his orthopedic residency at Johns Hopkins University. With a focus on sports injury recovery, arthroscopic surgery, and trauma treatment, Dr. Manderson's expertise will enhance Ameriwell's patient care approach. His appointment aligns with Ameriwell's mission to provide high-quality healthcare services in the Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia region for over 14 years.
Paolo Nocchi joins Scrofano Law PC after two decades defending clients in Maryland and D.C. Attorney Paolo Nocchi, a trilingual trial lawyer fluent in English, Spanish, and Italian, with over 20 years of courtroom experience, joins Scrofano Law PC's Maryland criminal defense team. Known for fearless advocacy and client-centered representation, Mr. Nocchi has successfully defended clients in challenging criminal cases. His background includes serving as an assistant state's attorney in Baltimore City before transitioning to criminal defense. Recognized by super lawyers and highly rated on Avvo, Mr. Nocchi is praised for his diligence, empathy, and legal acumen. For a confidential consultation, contact Scrofano Law PC at 301-916-4226. Former prosecutor and longtime defender, Gretchen Taylor Pousson champions justice with Scrofano Law PC. Gretchen Taylor Pousson, a former prosecutor and longtime defense attorney, now leads the Virginia criminal defense practice at Scrofano Law PC. With over 30 years of trial experience, Pousson offers powerful advocacy for individuals facing criminal charges in state and federal courts across Northern Virginia. Her unique perspective from working on both sides of the courtroom allows her to provide compassionate representation. Recognized as a super lawyer and Avvo top attorney, Pousson is known for her courtroom excellence and personal dedication to every client. To schedule a confidential consultation, contact Scrofano Law PC at 73-865-7000.
Milton Collier. Discuss the new world of freight brokering. Acclaimed author and logistics expert Milton Collier is reshaping the freight industry with his top-selling books, New World of Freight Brokering, The Right Career Path, and A Genius Guide to Getting a Freight Broker License. Collier's forward-thinking ideas are now aligning with the industry's rapid evolution, driven by technology and a new generation of entrepreneurs. His books offer valuable insights into navigating the modern logistics landscape and simplifying the licensing process for aspiring freight brokers. Collier's vision of a tech-savvy, innovative freight world is coming to fruition as young professionals embrace the opportunities in this dynamic sector. With his legacy as a thought leader and educator, Milton Collier continues to inspire and empower the next generation of freight professionals. Eco-friendly solutions for medical facility cleaning. Southern Green Residential and Commercial Cleaning has become the go-to choice for medical facility cleaning in Central Florida, standing out for its use of eco-friendly products and sustainable methods. By employing non-toxic cleaning agents, low VOC products, reusable materials, and eco-certified products, Southern Green ensures a safe and pristine environment for patients, staff, and visitors. Their focus on waste reduction, water and energy conservation, and verified sustainability certifications sets them apart in the industry. Healthcare providers can rely on Southern Green to deliver high-quality, environmentally conscious cleaning services that promote both cleanliness and sustainability in medical settings. Play It Again Sports opens doors in Cranberry with a mission to make sports more accessible. Play It Again Sports has opened its doors in Cranberry at 19097 Perry HY, providing athletes of all ages a place to buy, sell, and trade quality used sports and fitness equipment. The store offers a wide range of gear, from football equipment to treadmills. Owned by local couple Aaron and Rebecca Janes, the store aims to make sports more accessible to the community. By accepting used equipment from customers, Play It Again Sports helps reduce waste and allows more people to afford sports gear. For more information, visit their website or call 724-553-5673.
Higher smart home powers ahead in Q3 2025 with quality growth and AI-led efficiency. Higher Smart Home Co. Ltd. announced strong growth in Q3 2025 with revenue up 9.5% to RMB 77.56 billion and net profit rising by 12.7% to RMB 5.34 billion. The company's focus on premium products, AI operations, and user-centric manufacturing led to improved profitability and cash flow. In China, Higher saw growth in suite penetration, AI-enhanced operations, and expanded county-level coverage. Internationally, North America and Europe experienced growth in premium products, while emerging markets saw accelerated growth. Higher plans to scale its blockbuster strategy, deepen AI applications, and enhance regional capabilities through local manufacturing. The company remains listed on the Fortune Global 500 and continues to innovate while maintaining financial discipline.
Q&A with Jonathan Connolly, President and COO of Wealth Advisors Trust Company. Jonathan Connolly, President and COO of Wealth Advisors Trust Company, leads a firm with $4 billion in assets under administration and over 400 trust relationships nationwide. His focus is on expanding reach to advisors and attorneys through national expansion, partnership excellence, and operational innovation. WOC's independence sets it apart in the industry, allowing for a culture that's ego-free and innovation-driven. With a focus on blending innovation with humanity, WOC is positioning itself for the future by building systems that ensure every advisor, attorney, and beneficiary experiences the same care, consistency, and compassion. Their core promise is to make the trust administration process simple, elegant, and human, always with kindness, precision, and speed. WOC's long-term vision is to be a household name synonymous with advisor-friendly trust company in 5 years.
Forian Inc. to announce third quarter 2025 results on November 14, 2025. Forian Inc., a leading provider of data science-driven information and analytics solutions, will announce its third quarter 2025 financial results on November 14, 2025. The company will host a conference call and webcast at 4:30 ET to discuss the results. To register for the conference call, visit Forian's website. The earnings release and a replay of the call will be available on the website as well. Forian offers data management capabilities and analytics solutions for the life sciences, healthcare, and financial services industries. For more information, visit www.forian.com. Now AG transitions to IFRS for consolidated reporting and advances group-wide ERP harmonization. Now AG has announced the transition of its consolidated financial reporting to International Financial Reporting Standards, IFRS, to enhance global comparability and transparency for the international investment community. The group's first consolidated IFRS financial statements will be included in the 2025 annual report. CFO Kevin Dragon stated that this move is a key pillar of their international growth strategy. Additionally, Now AG has started integrating Kingfluencers AG onto its unified ERP platform to streamline key functions and capture operational synergies from the acquisition. For more information, visit now.com.
USBC, Uphold, and Vast Bank team up to launch first retail tokenized deposits, expanding global access to U.S. dollar accounts. USBC, Uphold, and Vast Bank have joined forces to introduce the world's first retail tokenized deposit offering, expanding global access to U.S. dollar-denominated tokenized deposits and U.S. dollar deposit accounts. Uphold customers will soon be able to open U.S. dollar deposit accounts at Vast Bank, allowing them to hold and transfer digital representations of their U.S. dollar deposits on USBC's blockchain. This partnership, led by USBC Chairman and CEO Greg Kidd, aims to revolutionize digital finance by combining regulatory strength with blockchain technology. USBC tokenized deposits offer unparalleled safety, regulatory confidence, and programmable finance, setting a new standard for trusted digital money. This initiative is expected to accelerate revenue, amplify shareholder value, solidify regulatory leadership, and create opportunities for technology licensing and B2B expansion. Stay tuned for more updates as the partnership progresses towards finalization in the fourth quarter of 2025. AG5 expands platform to support competency management. AG5, a leading provider of skills management and compliance software, has expanded its platform to include full competency management capabilities. This update allows HR, training, and operations teams to map, track, and manage employee competencies in real time. By defining role-based competencies, assessing proficiency levels, and automatically identifying skills gaps, organizations can ensure that training, compliance, and resource planning are aligned to workforce readiness. Competency management is crucial in regulated industries like manufacturing, energy, and aviation, where compliance and safety rely on clear documentation of employee qualifications. AG5's visual competency matrices simplify identifying qualified employees, development needs, and competency evolution. This release aims to make competency management a daily practice for teams, not just during audits. AG5 continues to be a trusted partner for companies seeking innovative ways to manage workforce skills, training, and compliance.
Hancock Health and Arrive AI introduce robotic delivery program at Hancock Regional Hospital. Arrive AI and Hancock Health have launched a 2-year partnership to explore the transformative potential of robotic automation for medical deliveries within hospitals. The collaboration aims to unlock cost savings and operational efficiencies using Arrive AI technology. Operations began with the deployment of an Arrive point at Hancock Regional Hospital, serving as a secure hub for the drop-off and pickup of biospecimens from the cancer center. This partnership positions Hancock Health at the forefront of autonomous medical logistics, with plans to expand across their network of more than 30 locations in East Central Indiana. The phased rollout includes readiness evaluation, technology installation at the cancer center and lab, optimized delivery routes, and the introduction of drone-based transport for time-sensitive medical deliveries. Arrive AI anticipates developing a scalable framework by September 2027 to integrate ground robotics, courier networks, and drones across Hancock Health's entire network. EverDriven sees 94% surge in new business as demand for modern student transportation accelerates nationwide. EverDriven, the nation's leader in modern student transportation, has experienced a 94% surge in new business growth, reflecting a nationwide shift towards alternative transportation solutions for students. This surge is driven by factors such as new market adoption, safety regulations, and the growth of charter schools. Charter school partnerships with EverDriven have increased by 31% from fiscal year 2024 to 2025, and an impressive 173% over the past 2 years. Safety remains a top priority for EverDriven, with a 99.99% safety record in transporting over 31,000 students last year. The company has proactively complied with California's Senate Bill 88, setting elevated safety standards that have been integrated nationwide. With over 800 school districts served across 36 states, EverDriven is committed to providing safe, reliable transportation for all students.
HeartBeam schedules third quarter 2025 conference call for November 13th. HeartBeam, a medical technology company listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT, has scheduled a conference call on November 13, 2025 at 4:30 p.m. ET to discuss its third quarter results. The call will also cover regulatory progress, commercial readiness activities, and upcoming milestones. HeartBeam is focused on transforming cardiac care through personalized insights with a cable-free device that can collect ECG signals in 3D. This technology aims to provide actionable heart intelligence outside of medical facilities. The company's 3D ECG technology received FDA clearance for arrhythmia assessment in December 2024, and the 12-lead ECG synthesis software is currently under FDA review. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fbeat.
Sheehy Auto Stores drives forward for heart health, donating $351,000 to the American Heart Association. Sheehy Auto Stores has donated $351,000 to the American Heart Association through its Sheehy Has Heart campaign, raising funds for cardiovascular research, prevention, and education. Since 2014, Sheehy has contributed over $3.3 million to support the AHA's mission. The company's employees, customers, and partners rallied together to make a meaningful difference for families affected by heart disease. Sheehy's 30 dealerships across Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. hosted community events promoting heart health, demonstrating their commitment to community engagement. The annual campaign has become a signature tradition, blending corporate philanthropy and employee engagement to advance heart health. For more information on Sheehy Auto Stores community initiatives, visit sheehyhashart.org.
Bio CEO warns U.S. could lose biotech leadership within 2 years. GeoVax calls on Congress and administration to act now. GeoVax Labs Inc. responds to John Crowley's warning that U.S. could lose biotech leadership to China within 2 years. Urgent actions needed include diversifying vaccine platforms, onshoring manufacturing, and protecting high-risk populations. GeoVax calls on Congress and the administration to invest in these priorities. The company highlights GeoMVA for critical vaccine supply and GeoCM04S1 for immunocompromised individuals. GeoVax emphasizes the importance of acting now to secure public health and U.S. leadership in biotechnology. What 20 years of Pocket Hercules means for the American advertising industry. The 20-year anniversary of Minneapolis-based advertising agency Pocket Hercules showcases a successful model of keeping things small, smart, and senior in America's commercial creative landscape. Founded with a focus on seasoned creative leaders working directly with clients, Pocket Hercules prioritizes emotional connection over clutter and flash. Known for distilling complex ideas into emotive copy, the agency has maintained long-standing partnerships with clients like Rapala VMC, embodying an entrepreneurial spirit by launching agency-owned brands such as Lake Made Beer. As founders Tom Camp and Jack Supple retire, Jason Smith continues to lead the agency with a craftsmanship-driven ethos. Pocket Hercules, endurance and success prove that great work from talented creatives trumps the clutter of larger agencies every time.
8 ways you could be hurting your business financially. Business owners can unintentionally hurt their bottom line in several ways. Underpricing products or services can erode profit margins, while poor money management can lead to overspending and missed payments. Mixing business and personal finances can create confusion and tax risks. Not reviewing financial reports can result in missed warning signs, and being disorganized with invoices can lead to cash flow issues. Overspending on non-essentials can drain funds needed for growth and emergencies. Not having a tax strategy may result in missed savings and penalties. Failing to budget for growth or emergencies can leave a business vulnerable. Taking steps to address these common pitfalls can strengthen a business's financial foundation and secure its future. Chinese news breaks. Texon Holding Limited, NPT, announces full exercise of underwriters' over-allotment option in IPO. Texon Holding Limited, NPT, announced that underwriters of its initial public offering exercised in full their option to purchase an additional 285,000 ordinary shares at $5 per share, bringing total gross proceeds to $10.93 million before underwriting discounts and expenses. The ordinary shares began trading on the NASDAQ Capital Market on October 22, 2025, with D. Boral Capital LLC serving as the sole book-running manager. Texon Holding Limited is a leading provider of supply chain management services in the plastics and chemical industries in East China, offering a full spectrum of services to Chinese SME customers. For more information, visit the company's website at ir.npt-cn.com.
Q&A with Ray Chulub, COO at Inter. Ray Chulub, the COO at Inter, a financial super app serving over 40 million customers globally, discusses Inter's evolution into a multi-market financial ecosystem. Inter combines banking, payments, rewards, shopping, and social networking into one platform, focusing on experiences rather than just transactions. By unifying financial services, Inter is redefining global fintech by creating a borderless financial ecosystem that reflects how people live and connect. With roots in Latin America, Inter's global vision drives growth and expansion, focusing on inclusion, trust, and innovation. Inter is driving innovation in payments by making them instant, affordable, and seamless, while also adding a human layer through Forum, a creator-driven platform that connects payments with community. By rewarding creators who bring their communities to Forum, Inter is creating a vibrant creator ecosystem. Creators play a crucial role in Inter's U.S. expansion strategy, translating products into everyday relevance. Looking ahead, Inter aims to become the most useful app in users' lives, expanding U.S. offerings, simplifying cross-border financial experiences, and scaling Forum into a vibrant creator ecosystem.
The hidden costs of misclassifying employees, what growing companies need to know. Employee misclassification can have hidden costs for growing companies. Misclassifying an employee as an independent contractor can lead to legal and financial consequences. Companies may do this to save costs, but it's illegal. The complexities of employment classification at federal and state levels can lead to confusion. Penalties from the IRS, DOL, and state labor departments can be severe. To avoid misclassification, companies should conduct regular audits, provide proper training, and maintain clear documentation. Supervisors and managers need to understand the difference between contractors and employees, and administrative records should reflect these distinctions to minimize errors. Supreme Group welcomes Ollie Johnston as EVP to lead platform growth and transformation strategy to advance integrated platform vision. Supreme Group, a next-generation agency platform for healthcare and life sciences marketing and communications, has appointed Ollie Johnston as Executive Vice President, Platform Growth and Transformation. Johnston will lead strategic initiatives to expand client access to the platform's expertise and enhance market position. With a background at Inizio Evoque and other leading agencies, Johnston brings a deep understanding of client challenges and a talent for driving growth. CEO Tom Donnelly expressed excitement for Johnston's role in evolving Supreme Group to meet client needs and drive faster growth. Supreme Group, backed by Trinity Hunt Partners, is an integrated platform focused on healthcare and life sciences marketing, bringing together specialized agencies for measurable impact. Clearwater Living awarded prestigious Energy Star certification for its Arizona communities. Clearwater Living, a real estate and property management company based in Newport Beach, CA, has received the prestigious Energy Star certification for three of its Arizona properties. This certification, earned for the second consecutive year, highlights the company's commitment to sustainability and operational excellence. Clearwater Agritopia in Gilbert scored 97, Clearwater Ahwatukee in Phoenix scored 97, and Clearwater Mayo Balvid in Phoenix scored 85. Demonstrating exceptional energy efficiency compared to similar buildings nationwide. Energy Star certified buildings use 35% less energy, emit 35% fewer greenhouse gases, and are more cost-effective to operate. Clearwater Living offers independent living, assisted living, and memory support across its communities in Arizona, California, Oregon, Nevada, and Texas, with a focus on creating vibrant environments for residents to thrive physically, mentally, and socially. Beyond the Truce, why the rare earths market needs Critical Metals Corp to break China's grip. China's control of nearly 90% of the rare earth elements, REEs, market poses a significant risk to global supply chains. Critical Metals Corp, NASTARML, and its Tanbreez project in Greenland offer a solution for Western independence. With demand for REEs projected to quadruple by 2040, the need for alternative sources is critical. Tanbreez, one of the world's largest undeveloped REE deposits, is positioned to provide a secure, non-Chinese supply to North America and Europe. The recent U.S.-China truce may provide a temporary reprieve, but long-term security requires domestic capacity. Critical Metals Corp is at the forefront of ensuring supply sovereignty, aligning with key initiatives in the U.S. and EU for rare earth independence. The rare earths revolution begins with Critical Metals Corp and the Tanbreez Project.
Survey reveals women don't feel safe walking alone at night, and 71% would prefer discreet safety devices. putting spotlight on LogicMark LGMK. A recent survey conducted by Talker on behalf of LogicMark Inc. revealed that 67% of U.S. women aged 18 to 50 fear walking alone at night more than any other safety concern. LogicMark CEO Chia Lynn Simmons emphasized the need for discrete safety devices, as 71% of women prefer them. In response, LogicMark offers the Aster app, turning smartphones into personal safety devices with features like emergency buttons and GPS tracking. The company also provides a compact emergency button for extra protection when phones aren't accessible. With the global personal security app market projected to reach $2.45 billion by 2032, LogicMark is committed to meeting evolving safety needs and advocating for systemic changes to address women's safety concerns. Investor news breaks: Heartbeam Inc., NASDAQ Beat, schedules third quarter 2025 conference call for November 13th. Heartbeam Inc., a medical technology company listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT, has scheduled a conference call for Thursday, November 13th, 2025, at 4:30 p.m. ET to discuss its third quarter results. The call will also cover regulatory progress, commercial readiness activities, and upcoming milestones. Heartbeam is focused on transforming cardiac care through personalized insights. The company has developed a cable-free device capable of collecting ECG signals in 3D and synthesizing them into a 12-lead ECG. This technology allows for portable monitoring of cardiac conditions outside of medical facilities. Heartbeam's 3D ECG technology received FDA clearance for arrhythmia assessment in December 2024, and the 12-lead ECG synthesis software is currently under FDA review.
The Edge Fitness Club's Fairfield reopens following major upgrades. The Edge Fitness Clubs in Fairfield has announced the grand reopening of its location on November 3rd. The club now features a new boutique infrared yoga studio, upgraded strength equipment, a Pilates studio, refreshed branding, and updated interiors. General Manager Joe Petrillo expressed excitement for the reimagined club, designed with members in mind. The Fairfield location showcases new premium strength training equipment, part of a company-wide investment to enhance the member experience. President Vinny Sansone highlighted the club's commitment to innovation, offering diverse programming like Edge Lift, Edge Core, and Edge Infrared Yoga. With over 350,000 members across 9 states, the Edge Fitness Clubs is known for its high-value, low-price model. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit the club's website.
DealHub crowned the number one Salesforce CPQ alternative by Digital Journal for 2025. DealHub has been crowned the number one Salesforce CPQ alternative by Digital Journal for 2025. Recognized for its deep integration of quoting, contracting, and subscription billing, DealHub has surpassed Salesforce CPQ in a recent review. This recognition comes at a time when organizations are shifting towards subscriptions and usage-based billing, requiring tools that offer speed, agility, and real-time collaboration. DealHub stands out for reducing quote generation time by 50 to 70% and offering quick implementations. Its unified architecture, emphasis on buyer experience, and embedded intelligence set it apart in the CPQ market. With a focus on revenue orchestration and strategic alignment, DealHub is positioned as a forward-looking solution for organizations seeking revenue agility. As sales and revenue operations functions evolve, tools like DealHub offer a competitive edge with faster deployments and unified workflows. Moving forward, organizations must consider whether their revenue processes can keep up with the changing market demands, and tools like DealHub are well-equipped to meet these challenges.
From explorer to producer, the most compelling mining window. Over the past year, gold, silver, and other precious metals have shown steady growth, making mining companies attractive investments. Lafleur Minerals Inc. exemplifies this shift, owning a fully permitted gold processing mill and trading below its asset value. By transitioning from exploration to production, companies like Lafleur minimize risk and increase value. Other key players in the mining sector include Nicola Mining, Abcourt Mines, and Agnico Eagle Mines. Network Newswire provides financial news and content distribution for companies and investors, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and syndication to thousands of outlets. For more information, visit www.networknewswire.com. $37.5 million grant announced to boost management of infectious diseases in the U.S. On October 15th, NITEC announced a $37.5 million grant targeting high-consequence infectious diseases. Laboratories working with high-consequence pathogens were encouraged to apply for a chance to be among the 75 healthcare facilities selected to receive part of the grant. This initiative aims to enhance the management of infectious diseases. The grants come at a time when companies like Sologenics Inc. are heavily investing in similar endeavors. From explorer to producer, the most compelling mining window. Over the past year, gold, silver, and other precious metals have seen steady growth, making mining companies attractive investments. Lafleur Minerals Inc. exemplifies this shift, owning a fully permitted gold processing mill and trading below its asset value. By moving from exploration to production, companies like Lafleur reduce risk and increase value. Other key players in the mining sector include Amex Exploration Inc., Abcourt Mines, and Agnico Eagle Mines Limited. Network Newswire is a financial news platform providing access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, corporate communication solutions. With a wide reach and experienced team, NNW helps companies reach investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the public.
New AI anti-scam tool gets praise from key UK minister. A new artificial intelligence feature designed to help shoppers identify online scams has received praise from the UK's Minister for Fraud. D-Wave Quantum Inc. has been at the forefront of commercializing advanced technologies, leading to the development of more sophisticated anti-scam tools. Investors can find the latest news and updates about D-Wave Quantum Inc. in the company's newsroom. AI Newswire is a specialized communications platform focusing on artificial intelligence advancements, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit www.ainewswire.com.
Investor News Breaks. Quantum Biopharma Limited, NASDAQ, QNTM, announces private placement of Class A multiple voting shares. Quantum Biopharma, a biopharmaceutical company, has announced a private placement of up to 30 Class A multiple voting shares at $25 per share for gross proceeds of up to $750. The offering, approved by shareholders on September 26, 2025, is expected to be fully subscribed by entities controlled by Zeeshan Saeed and Anthony Durkacz. Upon completion, voting rights attached to the Class A shares will increase to 75.27%. Proceeds will be used for general working capital.
Investor News Breaks. ECGI Holdings Inc., OTC, ECGI, invests in Entrepreneur Media's inaugural venture capital fund. ECGI Holdings, a diversified public company, has invested in Entrepreneur Media's inaugural venture capital fund. This partnership expands ECGI's access to institutional-grade deal flow and co-investment opportunities, enhancing its reach among professional investors and venture partners. Entrepreneur Ventures Fund I targets early and growth-stage companies in consumer-facing sectors, leveraging entrepreneurs' network of thousands of founders and investors. ECGI Holdings, focused on building innovative, technology-enabled businesses, has investments in AI, fintech, fashion technology, and more. Through strategic partnerships and disciplined development, ECGI leverages emerging technologies to unlock new revenue opportunities and accelerate growth.
Network News Breaks Oncotelic Therapeutics Inc. OTQB OTLC, featured in Network Newswire. Editorial on nanomedicine advances. Oncotelic Therapeutics ALC was recently featured in a Network Newswire editorial focusing on nanomedicine advancements in oncology drug delivery. The editorial highlights how nanocarrier-based delivery is improving cancer therapy by increasing efficacy and reducing toxicity. Oncotelic's DesiParticle platform is recognized for its potential to enhance the bioavailability and effectiveness of oncology drugs, contributing to the evolution of precision nanomedicine. The company, led by CEO Dr. Vuong Trieu, is dedicated to addressing high unmet need cancers and rare pediatric indications through innovative therapeutic candidates. With a strong portfolio of patents and strategic partnerships, Oncotelic is positioned as a key player in the oncology and rare disease therapeutic space. Investor news breaks. ADTXT Inc., NASDAQ ADTX, announces 1-for-113 reverse stock split, effective November 3, 2025. ADTXT Inc., a social innovation platform accelerating health innovations, will implement a 1-for-113 reverse stock split of its common stock, effective November 3, 2025. Stockholders approved the move on September 23, 2025, to help the company regain compliance with NASDAQ's minimum bid price requirement. Following the split, every 113 shares will convert into one share. ADTXT operates programs focused on autoimmunity, cancer detection, infectious diseases, and women's health. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/ADTX.
Strawberry Fields REIT Inc., NYRKIN, from humble beginnings to $18.4 million Q2 2025 AFFO, set to announce Q3 financial results on November 6th. Strawberry Fields REIT Inc., a real estate investment trust, reported a significant increase in adjusted funds from operations, reaching $18.4 million for Q2 2025. With a portfolio of 142 healthcare facilities across 10 states, the company has shown substantial growth since its inception in 2015. Founder and CEO Moish Gubin attributes this success to a unique approach combining healthcare and real estate expertise. The company is gearing up to announce its Q3 financial results on November 6th, following a strong performance in the previous quarter.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.